Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling your everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Well, our topic for today is letting go was necessary. Letting go was necessary. And we're coming from the book of Exodus, chapter 7, verses 7 through 13. While you are getting your Bibles ready, first of all, I hope that everyone had an awesome Thanksgiving last week. Secondly, remember that you can tune in live with me on this Morning Motivation Podcast by calling 323-870-4180 or hear the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, FeelDFire.com, F-E-E-L, Feel, letter D, fire.com, by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or by following the Morning Motivation Podcast itself on Blog Talk Radio. Now, all of that information and some more exciting information is available for you on my website, feelthefire.com. And for those working our last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge with me, counting down the last 100 days of this year by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. We are on day 35 in your journal. Well, now I'm ready to get into this word. Let's go to the book of Exodus, chapter 7, verses 7 through 13. And I am reading from the KJV. And Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron, which is his brother, 83 years old, when they spake unto Pharaoh. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, when Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also, pay attention now, called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians of Egypt. They also did in like manner with their enchantments, for they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rod. And he, meaning God, hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them as the Lord had said. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me wherever you are. Letting go was necessary. Sometimes you just got to have enough faith that God will do just what he said he would do, so that you let go of all the interference blocking your reception of the greatness that God intended for you. I'll say that again. Let it sink into your spirit. Sometimes you just really, truly, unequivocally, irrefutably gotta have enough faith, sufficient or adequate faith, that God, Jehovah Jireh, God will do just what he said he would do, so that you let go of all the interference, the people, the situations, the self-doubt, everything blocking your reception from receiving the greatness that God has intended for you. Come on and praise him right now. That alone ought to be doing something in your spirit. In today's scripture, we read the account of where the Lord had called forth Moses and his brother Aaron upon this journey to begin to let the Israelites or lead the Israelites from under the bondage of the Egyptians to the promised land. So the Lord calls them and he's having them to go in and to do all of these different things before Pharaoh. But each time, Pharaoh still doesn't let the children of Israel go. So in this particular instance, God says to them, I want you to throw down this rod or this stick that you have in your hand. And so they did that in front of Pharaoh, and the rod became a serpent. Well, this didn't really move Pharaoh. He said, wait a minute. Come here to my sorceress. Come here, my magicians, and throw down your rods. And they did the same thing. And when they threw down their rods also became serpents. Now, we saw that Aaron's rod or Aaron's serpents did eat up or consume the serpents of Pharaoh. But guess what? He still did not let the children of Israel go at that point. What that brings to my mind to encourage you today is that letting go was necessary, and letting go is necessary, and continuing to let go will be necessary to receive your ultimate blessing from the Lord. You see, Aaron had to let go of the rod that was in his hand. He had to open his hand and let go. But even when he did that, what the Lord had told him, it was not immediate that the children of Israel were released. Because you see, letting go is always necessary. But you have to understand that sometimes letting go in and of itself is only part of the process to get to your ultimate destiny. But unless you are willing to let go, unless you are willing to do that first step, to relinquish all of those things or people or situations that are holding you back, unless you are willing to let go of some people that should not be in your inner circle, unless you are willing to let go of some people who should not be whispering in your ear, unless you are willing to let go of some people who have your heart that should not have your heart, unless you are willing to let go of some fear, some doubt, some situations, then you'll never be able to get to the ultimate victory of the release of all your blessings. In the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 1, the Lord said to Abram, because his name was not yet Abraham at that time, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, in other words, your family, and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. You see, sometimes you got to be willing to let go of family. Now, Abram could have stayed there, and he could have been receiving just enough. But why do you want to live your life only living in just enough when God has more than enough for you? But you got to be willing to let go. You see, family does not always mean you the best. Everyone in your family is not always happy for you. Everyone in your family is not always praying for you. Everyone in your family is not always building you up and interceding for you. Sometimes family members are interference. Sometimes they are blocking your blessings. Sometimes they're envious and jealousy, jealous. And sometimes they're just drama. Every time you get around them, there's an argument. There's drama. So sometimes you just got to be willing to let family go. And that doesn't mean you don't stop loving them. It doesn't mean you don't stop praying and interceding. But it means you understand that letting go was necessary. In the book of 1 Corinthians 6:18, the Bible states to flee fornication or sexual immorality, every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication or sex outside of marriage sinneth against his own body. Sometimes you just got to be willing to let go of what feels good. good. Now, I know some of you may not want me to say this, but those who know me know that I'm just transparent about this thing and living this word, because this is how we release souls and this is how people are delivered. It ain't no lie that sex feels good. It ain't no mystery. But we got to be willing to let go. We have to be willing to loose our bodies from the sexual immorality that binds us to other people so much that when we need to get them out of our lives, we're unable to do so because it feels so good. And then you can't let them go. You can't put that man out. You can't put that woman out. You can't get rid of the side chick, the side man. You can't get rid of the front man, back man, over and under man because the sex feels so good. But letting go is necessary. I need to get you out of the way so that my real husband can come, so that my real wife can come. Or if you're married, I need to get the side folks out of the way so that my marriage can flourish. Sometimes you just got to be willing to let go. It's necessary. You can live your whole life with a side chick or a side man. You can live your whole life being a side chick or a side man. But why do you want to live at less than enough when God has more than enough? Letting go was necessary. I know it felt good, but letting go, it was necessary. Woo! I got to hurry up. We don't have but 15 minutes. Sometimes you got to let go of not just sin, but the weight. You know, those things that may not be an outright sin, but they are a hindrance for you. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says, "Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us." Let me give you an example. For some people, watching certain shows on television, that's the weight. It doesn't mean that the show is a sin. But the show takes them to a place mentally or spiritually that they're not supposed to go or listen to certain songs or being around certain people. Not that prima facie, they're a sin, but they're a weight. And what does a weight do? A weight holds you down. A weight is heavy. A weight is a burden. A weight is not something that allows you to move freely as you should be able to do. Letting go was necessary. You see, you have a race to run. I have a race to run to get to the ultimate victory that Christ has already preordained for us so that we live truly in Ephesians 3:20 of God doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. That is the place that God has for us. So he teaches us in Hebrews and in 1 Corinthians that there's a race to run. And we have to run this race with patience. We have to run with focus because in 2 Timothy 4:8, the word says, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to you." You see, God has greatness for you. And it's not just after you die. It's not just in the afterlife. But God has greatness for you right now. Come on and say that before we go into prayer. God has greatness for me right now. Say it again. God has greatness for me right now. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We praise you this morning. This is another day that you've made, and we're just so excited about it. We stand today in anticipation and expectation of the greatness of you being released inside of us. What can we say to such a God, such a powerful, mighty, majestic, compassionate, gracious, merciful, and forgiving God? What can we say but, Lord, come in, Father. Help us to let go of all the things and the people and situations that come in to do nothing but to block our blessing, to be that instigator of an unfruitful, inconsistent, non-productive life, to keep us living at a place of subpar, settling for less, inadequacy. Those people, those places and situations which do not propel us toward our destinies, which do not bring out the best in us, but yet always keep us in self-doubt, worrying and wonder, anxiety and panic, depression, sadness, mental illness, Lord God, always in infirmity, those things in those places, help us to lay it aside. And even God, if it is us, our own bad attitudes, our own bad mentality, our lack of spending time with you, of developing our gifts, of being witnesses, help us to realize that letting go was necessary. Now, Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and I come in agreement with everyone listening now that we will seek your will. 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 We will seek your will, God. We will seek your will, God. We will seek your way. We seek your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Hallelujah. 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 Thy will be done. Letting go was necessary. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise him, praise him, praise him. As I give you the altar call, then I'm going to end with our task of today and our song of today because our time is run. But continue just to praise him. Continue to say letting go was necessary. If you are not saved or if you are backslidden, I want to bring you into the family of the Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I welcome you to the family of Christ. Listen, everyone, make sure that you are tuned in live with me on Morning Motivation at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, calling in at 323-870-4180 for this live podcast or hearing it after 8 a.m., the recording at feeldfire.com by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com and follow the podcast itself or follow it from the link on the Morning Motivation page of feeldfire.com. Now, our topic for today, day 35 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, is letting go was necessary. We got 34 more days left in this year. Don't you miss another broadcast, okay? Because I'm going to have you right. If you don't mind, let me share this little testimony, what happened over Thanksgiving with me that's so appropriate for this. And I apologize. Just give me a minute. The week before Thanksgiving week, the Lord said to me, you're going to buy a new car next week, which would have been last week. And I just said, okay, but, you know, I really didn't know how that was going to come to be. So then I had a car that I was leasing, and I went in, and one of the regional managers had mistakenly put into the system that my lease had ended, although it had not. And so I was saying to them, well, we need to get this fixed. And they were trying to call the regional manager to let them know that was a mistake. My lease had not yet ended, et cetera. And I was getting upset, but all of a sudden, I just heard God say to me again, it just came to me. God said I was going to buy a new car this week. So I just felt a peace come over me. And instead of continuing to just wait on them to try to fix this and argue this out, when I went home that night, I just said, I'm going to get a new car tomorrow. And I just started praising the Lord. Well, on that next day, which was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I just began looking online at different vehicles because I really didn't know what I was going to go get. I just knew God had told me this, so I was going to go get my car. So I looked, and I found a vehicle that I liked at this particular dealership. So I called them and then submitted my application online. And then they called back, okay, you're approved, et cetera. So then I called Uber to take me out to the dealership. Why did I call Uber to take me out? I mean, I had other ways to get there. Because I went there with the expectation that I was leaving with my new vehicle. I'm trying to show you how letting go was necessary. Because had they not messed up my lease, even though God told me that I was going to buy my new car the following week, I would not have done it. Because the current car, although it was adequate, although it was a nice vehicle, was blocking my reception of the upward mobility blessing. Ooh, isn't that good? So I went there and we got all the paperwork done. And then I drove out with my Mercedes. Oh, that thing is so bad. But I came to say to you, letting go was necessary so that I could move upward into my new car, my Mercedes. So I'm saying to you, and the time is run, in order for you to get the upward mobility of the blessings God has for you, you got to let go of some things today. You must let go of some people today. You got to let go of some boyfriends and some girlfriends today. You got to quit worrying about, well, how will my bills be paid if I let them go? Who's going to love me if I let them go? Who's going to be here for me if I let the side chick go? If I stop being the mistress, if I stop being the man on the side, and you got to just let go. God has more in store for you. Now, our time is run. Let me give you our task for today, our song for today. And remember, don't miss another podcast of Morning Motivation with Evangelist Rossi Williams. Your task for today is to let go. I don't care how much it hurts. Letting go, it hurts a lot, but it is always necessary. I want you to identify in your journal whom and what you got to let go of. And then I want you to tell them or that situation, I have to let you go. It may be hard and it may hurt. But letting go is necessary. I don't want any more interference in blocking my upward mobility. All right, our song for today is He's Able by Dietrich Hatton. I promise you God will do what he said he would do if you're willing to let go. Letting go is necessary. I'll see you in the morning. Sometimes you got to let go of the trick to get the treat.
I believe this is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you could ask for things, according to the power that worketh in us?
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask for, according to the power that worketh in you, God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God. He won't give up on you. He's able. How many believe it tonight? Yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
God is able to do
just what he said.
Don't give up on God.
never wanted to give up.